OBI Seafoods suspends salmon processing for the 2021 season at its plant in Excursion Inlet. And the Skagway Borough Assembly discusses plans to hire a host for the municipal campground in Dyea. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. OBI Seafoods will not process salmon at its cannery in Excursion Inlet this summer. The Haynesboro is preparing for a dramatic reduction in raw fish tax revenue as a result. OBI Seafoods will continue to buy salmon from local fishermen for its plant in Petersburg. Last year, weak salmon returns and the pandemic led to a quiet summer at the Excursion Inlet plant. This year, they won't be processing salmon at all. OBI Seafoods Public Affairs Manager Julianne Curry says the decision was made based on forecasted salmon returns for this summer.
The company took a really careful look at the state of Alaska salmon run predictions for the 2021 season. And we made the really difficult decision to shut down salmon buying at our XIP, our Excursion Inlet facility, this year.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has forecast a return of 28 million pink salmon to Southeast Alaska. That's a little bit lower than the 10-year average, but better than the most recent years. Salmon runs for other species are forecasted to be below average, particularly the hatchery chum targeted by many Lynn Canal gill netters. Curry says OBI Seafoods will still be purchasing salmon for their plant in Petersburg while the Excursion Inlet facility is not operating.
Our fishermen who have long-term ties to this facility and the people there really aren't going to notice much, if anything, in terms of service interruption. So Petersburg can handle all of the deliveries that people are looking to make when it comes to the summer salmon season this year. We're planning on still having an incredibly high level of tender support, and we've got some first-rate tenders.
The Excursion Inlet cannery has provided a source of tax revenue for the Haynesboro for years. Raw fish taxes in Haynes have averaged $231,000 each year over the past 5 years. With the suspension of salmon processing this summer, Haynesboro manager Aleka Fullerton expects only about $35,000 worth of raw fish tax revenue for the next fiscal year. Curry says the suspension of salmon processing in Excursion Inlet is not a permanent decision. The company will reevaluate at the end of the 2021 season. At the April 1st Skagway Assembly meeting, sparks flew over how to proceed with the Dyea campground host position. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
The Dyea campground host cabin project was conceived of by the Dyea Advisory Board as a way to attract a campground host to be present during busy summer seasons and collect fees, monitor usage, and report any nefarious activities to the local police, including bear activity. It's a basic no-frills cabin with propane heat that the campground host would need to furnish with cookware, lighting, bedding, and other amenities. The Dyea Advisory Board noted in Thursday's meeting that they had found little interest in a simple tent or RV spot in the past, and that they hoped a cabin would be more enticing to a potential host. According to Michael Yee of the Dyea Advisory Board speaking on Thursday night, a campground host should be the primary use of the building.
The Dyea Advisory Board has, their intent was always for that cabin to be used as a place for a campground host to stay during the season. And then we can talk about the other season.
The assembly agreed that finding a campground host is the next step. Then came the disagreement over the scope of the campground host's duties. Assemblyperson Orion Hansen expressed concerns that he says have been brought up repeatedly at Dyea Advisory Board meetings.
What happens outside of the campground is of great concern, of people driving where they shouldn't be in all-terrain vehicles, of having fires outside of campfire rings, of people camping, you know, basically in the river, causing erosion, driving all over the flats at low tide. I've been to some Dyea board meetings, and I've heard these concerns over and over and over and over.
Mayor Cremata thinks a campground host and a monitor for the flats are two different positions.
we're talking about hiring somebody who is a monitor of the Dai Flats, that is a whole different job description. There's a lot of responsibility there that's not typically associated with what I would consider to be a campground host position, especially a volunteer one.
Then things got heated between Hansen and Kramata.
I don't think I agree with you, Mayor.
Well, you don't have to. But somebody who's in charge of now way beyond the campground, they're out in West Creek, they're monitoring people driving on the
I think we're talking about the flats.
That's on the flats.
I think we're talking about the flats. Thank you.
That is somebody that is now a Dai Flats marshal. And if that's the position that the Dai Advisory Board wants, that is a separate discussion.
In the end, the Assembly voted in a 3-3 tie with a tie-breaking yes vote from the mayor to move forward with option number 3 from the borough manager's list of options on how to proceed with the cabin. That option states that they hire a campground host this summer with no salary, but free lodging in the cabin. The host would be able to perform their duties in the early mornings and evenings, Friday through Tuesday, so that they could work during the day at another job. The topic of whether to rent out the cabin in the off-season seems to be headed back to the Dai Advisory Board for further discussion. There was no discussion of potential revenues generated by renting out the cabin, whether renting out the cabin to the general public posed inappropriate competition for other lodging businesses, or how the hiring process for a campground host would proceed. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.